I'm glad you all are with us today. If you're first-time visitors, I'm welcoming you here on behalf of Lakeside United Methodist Church. I hope if you're looking for a church home, that this could be the place you find God's people actively at work in our community. So welcome if you're here today for the first time. Fill out your Connect cards. You see that in your bulletin this morning as the offering plate comes around. Drop that in. That's a good way for you to get on our information list, either via email or snail mail, as we call it, but in many messages or prayer requests that you would like for the office or myself to have, that's the best way to get that information to us. Well, annual conference is here. Some of us are going to be taking off on Wednesday and heading up to Orlando. It's going to be Robin Riles, Maria Morelli, and Nancy, my wife Nancy, and myself will be going up for the business of the church, for the denomination, for the Florida Conference. So keep us in your prayers. A lot of interesting things going on in the life of your church as a denomination and as a conference as well. So we'll have an update when we get back next week. We'll be able to give you an update on what's going on in the life of your church. I'd like to welcome that nice music this morning. Alan Herbst is with us today. He's filling in while that you'll see him after church, so welcome him and greet Alan in the later after the service. Wendell is away at a harp recital this morning down in, I think, Fort Lauderdale or somewhere, so keep Wendell in your prayers for that as well. Big Days of Bible School, can you believe it's about time for that again? What's the date? July 8th, 17th. 17th. We need a few more volunteers. If you've helped with BDS in the past, or know someone that would like to help out, see Robin. Robin is over there on the side with her hand up. If you'd like to be a part of that this year, we're going to have a great time. It's an awesome time we have every summer with the kids. So she's looking for a few more good people. So if you want to come out and help with that, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. I'm ready to worship. Are you? We go to the Lord's table this morning. So let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If you would please stand and join me for the entree.
Forever shall be, forever without end.
hopes and dreams die. Remember your feelings of despair and powerlessness. Then remember your surprise when something stirred within, when new seeds of hope sprouted forth. That is the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of Pentecost. Would you please pray with me? Spirit of the Pentecost, blow open the doors of our closed hearts and set our tongues free to proclaim your praise. Bestow your gifts on all people, that our youth may have visions, our elders may dream dreams, our sons and daughters may prophesy. Blow into our lives and renew us as a people of faith, that we may find the strength and courage to be the people you call us to be. Amen.
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
Your mom's not.
Yeah, but she's new. Well, we're not finished with her yet. We'll get her, don't worry. Well, today is Pentecost. We better move along, right? Let's find out. Okay, here, let me see that. Pentecost is when the fire came above the disciples' heads and they were filled with what? Watermelon? They were filled with the Holy Spirit, weren't they? Okay. When the Holy Spirit came to the disciples, what happened? And they had fire above their head. They had a light, didn't they? What will happen now if you turn that light on? Look, the Holy Spirit's come into that flashlight. We just had a miracle here, folks. So if we have the Holy Spirit in us, we have the light of God with us all the time. That's what I spoke to you about last week, was the Holy Spirit. It's our friend and our companion, our advocate, that big word. Okay, you can turn the light off now. Same spots. Okay, we know you have the Holy Spirit, Cody, so good. I don't mean to turn your light off, but turn your light off. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. And this week is Pentecost Sunday, meaning that the Holy Spirit came into that locked room. You'll hear about that soon enough, I'm sure. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they had the light of Christ in their souls, in their hearts. Do you have Jesus in your heart today? So you all have your light shining brightly, don't you? Absolutely. So we're celebrating today. You know what today also is? It's a birthday. Who had the most recent birthday? When was your birthday? March 26th. When's your birthday?
July.
Okay, what? There's another birthday today.
The churches.
What is it?
The churches.
The birthday of the church. Do you believe that this was the first day they ever had church? As followers of Jesus? When the Holy Spirit came, that was the birth of the church. Because not only did the Holy Spirit come and be with those people, He gave them something to do, didn't He? What did He tell them to do? He told them to go out and tell your buddy. Anybody that we see in the world, we're supposed to tell them the good news of Jesus. That Jesus is our friend. Do you believe that we as a church, see all these people out here? They all have the same job that those disciples had in the upper room that day when the fire came down and the rest of them. Do you believe the message has not changed in all that time? That's why I can get up here and tell them the same story every week. The story never changes. We are called to go out and tell people about Jesus. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Are you going to do that more? Let's try to do that more, can't we? Thank you, guys, because you do represent Jesus to the world. You really do. And so do all of us. We are Jesus' hands and feet. Let's pray. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for these beautiful young people, Father. We just give you thanksgiving and praise that they are willing to shine their light in the world. Father, allow all of us to do that. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. A couple of you all for Sunday school. Thank you very much. Is that what? Come on, it's not happening. Man, I tell you, friends like you all, we need friends. Well, Holy Spirit is here today. Amen.
Amen.
It's time in our service when we go before the Lord in prayer. We bring our concerns before the cross today, and we lift up those that we have in our hearts as well today. So hear these names as I read them off, and of course keep your bulletin insert with you as well. It has a prayer request in there as well. Miss Audrey Miller, I talked to her son yesterday. Audrey's getting close once again. I said that last week, but I think each day is getting closer and closer to her being called home to be with the Lord. So just be with Audrey and her family as well. Karen, we're glad to see you in church today. We celebrated last week your good blood report news and that kind of stuff, so we're hoping that that's continuing on. So let's continue to pray for Karen and her chemo treatments and her cancer diagnosis as well. We got word this week that DJ, if you remember little DJ, I baptized him. I don't know how old he is now. How old is DJ now? Like 3 or 4? But he's had some seizures, and we don't know where that's coming from, so he's been under the doctor's care though, and some testing to find out where these seizures are all about. So pray for DJ and Karen. Christopher Friend as well, lost a job. He's praying that something better will even come along. We heard from Mary Hannah this week. I gave you an update last week. Well, unfortunately, she was at her nephew's house and she fell and broke some bones in her back. So she's going to lay up now. She hopes she'll get back home in a few weeks and continue to heal here. Keep Mary Hannah in your prayers this week. Adele, which is Marla Russell's sister, she's been in rehab now with her back situation. She's had some back problems. Catriona Chanel, we're glad to see the cat was here this week. She got great news from Shan. She went up for a one-day, 18-hour infusion, and that all went well, and she got a good report, and everything is looking good again, Cat. So we're praising that today as well. Robin and Anna, we continue to lift them up for the liver transplant process that they're going through now, fighting with insurance companies and all that kind of thing. So just continue to lift that that situation up, if you would. Garfield's lifting up a co-worker, Eric Maldonado. He's in Miami Hospital getting ready for a bone marrow transplant. So he'll be out of work for 6 months. So that's a big part of his life. So pray for Eric Maldonado, if you would. We have a praise from Jean, that her daughter Jean will be joining the local church today in Melbourne, Florida. So that's a celebration. Yay! Good for that family as well. Kathy Chandler's lifting up her mother, the anniversary of her mother's birthday. She would have been 97 years old today. So remember your family in our prayers as well, Kathy. And of course, we're lifting up the terrorism incident that happened in the United Kingdom and Britain. Once again, senseless bloodshed. There's no good reason, but for just an unfathomable situation that they had. There were 3 major terrorist acts in the last 3 months, so let's lift them up as well. And I've been given a note here that this is National Cancer Survivor Day, so I wanted to. I know cancer touches many lives, and we just remember all of those that have battled and continue to battle today with cancer. I know you bring many things on your heart with you this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we are so grateful for this time spent in worship. Father, we lift up all these folks this morning. The list gets longer, it seems, every week. Father, many folks battling disease and illness and sickness, and just a feeling of separation. Father, I lift them up to you this morning. I pray that your Holy Spirit would come upon them like fire at Pentecost, that they would feel the warm embrace of a loving God, a healing God. Father, I pray this morning that we would be eager witnesses for you, that we would be eager to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. Father, our world is a dark place. These terrorist acts that continue to take place around the world. Father, I pray are in the midst of all of our situations. Father, we can trust you. We can trust you to love us. So, Father, today, as we've come together in your place of worship, I pray for each one of us that today, as we have an opportunity to come to the Lord's table, we will renew our commitment to you, or maybe even make a first-time commitment to you today. Father, I pray that we would willingly drink the living water, that we would take the living water and feed our souls. So, Father, be with us today. We've come here to celebrate our relationship with you, to seek you out in new and fresh ways, to be able to share with others. So, Father, be with us today as your church, as your people, as God's children. We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
your table this morning. Father, seeking your blessing. Father, we ask that you would continue to guide us and bless us as a church. We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
And you know I wasn't going to let you keep seated. Please stand for reading of God's Word. Then you can sit down for a few minutes. Our scripture today is coming out of John 7, verses 37 to 39. Hear these words. On the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and shouted, "All who are thirsty should come to me. All who believe in me should drink. As the scripture said concerning me, rivers of living water will flow out from within him." Jesus said this concerning the Spirit. Those who believed in him would soon receive the Spirit, but they hadn't experienced the Spirit yet, since Jesus hadn't yet been glorified. Let's pray. Gracious God, we are here today to celebrate the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the one Jesus said would come after him. Father, thank you for giving us this word from John today. Father, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. For a minute. Who has been thirsty? Who gets thirsty? Everyone gets thirsty. Do you like a good cold drink of water? I drink about 6 or 8 of these a day, believe it or not. Is that enough? I hate being thirsty. I get up in the middle of the night because apparently I snore a little bit and my mouth gets dry. Well, I get up to use the restroom and I say, "Well, since I'm up, I might as well get a drink of water." It's a vicious cycle I've created. I hate to really be thirsty. Your tongue sticks to the roof of your mouth. You can't peel your lips off your teeth. All you think about is water. Sometimes I get desperate if I don't know where I can get a drink of water. I want to tell you a story from 1996. A young Marine corporal named Joey Mora. Anyone heard this story before? He was serving in the United States Navy. They were stationed in the Iranian Sea. He was on an aircraft carrier. He was standing on the fantail and he fell off the ship. That's got to be an awful feeling, right? They didn't know he was gone for 36 hours. He bobbed around out in the ocean for a good many hours. Of course, search and rescue was begun, but soon they had given up. 24 hours they looked for Joey, but no sign of him. After 60 hours, his parents were notified that he was missing and presumed dead. The rest of this story is fact stranger than fiction. Four Pakistani fishermen found Joey Moore about 72 hours after he'd fallen off the aircraft carrier. Can you imagine bobbing around in the ocean for 72 hours with water all around you and nothing to drink? He was a good sailor, though, because he took his pants off. And who's been in the Navy and know how to make a life preserver out of your pants? My dad used to show us this at the beach. He floated around on his pants for 72 hours. And he says the only thing he could think of was water. Here you're bobbing around in the ocean, and all the only thing on your mind was pounded into his brain was water, water. A couple years later, he was interviewed on NBC News. And he said he had a will to live that was stronger than anything that he faced. He was struggling to survive. And he said all he could think about was God and water. He trusted God to save him. And four fishermen picked him up and gave him a drink of water. You think that was the best tasting water he'd probably ever had in his life?
Yes. Amen.
Have you ever been thirsty like that? Probably not many of us have been thirsty to that degree. Well, today we're going to talk about being thirsty. And I'm not talking about H2O. You know where I'm going with this, right? Our scripture told us this story this morning. We all have a thirst for something, don't we? A thirst to be loved. We long to be loved. We want to experience happiness and joy. We desperately seek for a meaningful life, a life of significance. Folks, when you come to church this morning, did you feel that you were surrounded by an ocean? Now, where is he going with this? We're surrounded by an ocean of living water when we come to church. Do you feel it when you come to this place? Why do you come here? You don't have anything better to do on a Sunday morning? I can give you a list of things that other people are doing this morning. We come to church, we come here to be surrounded by living water. I pray you feel that this morning. When we sing, we're quenching our souls. Our scriptures, they hydrate our lives. And yet so many people today are still thirsty for something they can't quite put their finger on. Do you know people like this? Many of us have a Sahara Desert soul today. A dry soul. We're dried up. You as pastors, we all sit around and we talk about what can we do to invite more people to church. We as a church, we're going to hire another ministry person. We feel we've got to get more people out in the community. So you hire someone to be the face of the church in the community. I'm out in the community. But what if there were two of me? God forbid. I promise the person we hire is not going to be like me, okay? They're going to be a lot better, I hope. They're going to be a lot better at going out and being invitational to people. They're going to go out and be the face of Lakeside in the community. Lake Worth is not that big, but I find myself being spread way too thin. Anyone else ever experienced that? I need a drink. We're going to share in this ocean of responsibility with this new person that's going to come and be the face of the church here in Lake Worth. Why are so many of us shriveled? Why are our souls so dried up? Why do so few drink from that well? The well of living water. That's the dilemma we find ourselves in today as a church. When I came here, I used to tell you folks, if you remember, I'm disappointed when there's not standing room only here on Sunday morning. I've quit saying that because it sort of made me sad. We are a light, we are a beacon in this community. And yet people don't see the need to come and be a part of something bigger than themselves. So we struggle with how to bring the bottle of water out to the world. We've talked about it a few times. I think it'd be a good idea to make some labels and put our labels on the water bottles and stand out here on the corner and hand people water bottles. You ever seen churches do that? We've done it, not since I've been here. Been here 6 years so far. We haven't handed out any water bottles to anybody out here on the street. But maybe that's something we could do. This is water, H2O, to quench that thirst. As I speak, the rains come down. That means I've got a lot of time because it's going to rain for a while. You guys aren't going anywhere either. Thank you, God. I knew we'd get them here one way or the other. We have physical thirst and then we have spiritual thirst. I'll tell you another story I came across. This young student went to his spiritual teacher and asked the question, "Master, how can I truly find God?" The teacher asked the student, "This afternoon meet me down by the river, and I'll give you a lesson on how to seek God." So after lunch, they went down to the river, they met. The teacher took the student out into the river and said, told the student, "Kneel down, go out of the river, go under the water." The student did that. The teacher put their hand on his head and held him down. Held him under. And held him under. And held him under. And held him under. Finally, it looked like the end was near. He struggled and thrashed about. And the teacher let the student up. And the student said, "What was that all about?" The teacher said, "When you thirst for God the way you thirst for air, then you know you're trying to seek and find God." When your thirst for God is as strong as that thirst for that breath, you know you're on the right track. How many of us find ourselves in that boat? That's where I have a tendency to squirm a little bit because you know what? I truly have to ask myself, even as your pastor, to say, do I have that kind of fire? Some days I'm tired. people that are on fire for God every day of their lives. Their feet in the floor in the morning and they're ready to go. On my good days, my feet hit the floor and I ask God, okay, what are we going to do today? Let's go. And some days, like this morning, this bed feels so good. But I try to get up every day and to seek God in today. I don't want to be held under the water, gasping for air. I want to seek the desire of God at the same level as that student. Now I have to ask myself, can I do that on my own, or must I be held under by someone? That's where it's tough. Who's convicting you to see God in that way? Usually it's just God that can do that. We can capture our spiritual thirst. And we know where to go to the well. This morning, when you come up for Holy Communion, I want you to see this table as this morning is going to present a dual purpose for us today. We're going to come up and share the Lord's table. But as you come and kneel or stand at the rail this morning, I pray that you come to the well seeking living water. It's there for the taking. In a few minutes, you get to go outside and experience living water. Do you hear our grass say, when that rain hits and it's been dry like it has been? Folks, living water is the only way. Living water is the only thing that's going to give us purpose in life. Many of us today are not thirsty for God. We're thirsty for the world. The things of the world. How many of you have seen the Dos Equis commercial, out of my great beer. But have you seen the commercial where the world's most interesting man says, stay thirsty, my friends? You ever seen the commercial? You're laughing, so you've seen it. Stay thirsty, my friends. How many people take him up on that offer? Things of the world, I'm afraid. Beer, I'm afraid. I'll do a sermon on beer shortly, and then I'll tell that, that I'm not against beer. I am against the life in beer. Get my drift. Stay thirsty, my friend. But that is a message for the world from the world. The world understands this. When they seek fulfillment, they have a beer. Or something else the world offers them. We must thirst for God. Psalm 63:1. We must cry out as David did, God, my soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Sometimes God is all we have. And we acknowledge that we drink from the living water. So come this morning to the altar, and in your spiritual time, say, God, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for more than what the world has to offer. I'm thirsty for living water. Our feet. feelings can get us in trouble. The things of the world look attractive to us. And sometimes the things of God say, hey, that might be a little tougher than I thought. The true fulfillment will be when we drink of the living water. So I leave you with this word this morning. Stay thirsty, my friends. Stay thirsty for God. Let's pray. Gracious God, we come needing our thirst quenched. We come needing a drink of the living water. Father, we need to learn to separate ourselves from the things of the world, to seek you in a way that feels like we'll die if we don't receive it. So, Father, bless our time this morning. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, this morning we have an opportunity to come to the Lord's table. The Lord truly does provide all that we need and seek. We confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors as we have not heard our God in vain. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up your hearts.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. In the beginning, your Spirit moved over the face of the waters. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. Your Spirit came upon prophets and teachers, anointing them to speak your word. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth and glory, heaven and earth. Blessed be the promise of the name of the Lord.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. At his baptism in the Jordan, your Spirit descended upon him and declared him your beloved Son. With your Spirit upon him, he turned away the temptations of sin. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always, baptizing us with the Holy Spirit with fire, as on the day of Pentecost. On that day, Jesus was betrayed. He took the common bread. He took it and broke it. He said, take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after the meal, he took the cup and he raised it to his Father in heaven and said, Father, bless this, for this is the blood of the new covenant, my blood poured out for you, for the forgiveness of sins, for you and for me. Do this each time you drink it. Do this in remembrance of me. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood and empowered by the gifts of the Spirit. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with ministry to each other and to the world, showing forth the fruit of the Spirit until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for this precious gift. These holy sacraments taken with love and given with love. Father, we love you. We thank you for this precious gift of our salvation through Jesus. We pray in your holy and precious name. Amen. Receive this benediction as we go forth from this place. Let us seek the well, the spring of living waters. Go from this place now and be the hands and feet of Christ in your community. We pray in the holy and precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Recording. Hi.